This is KUT. City programs that aim to improve affordability may bring down costs for some residents, but for others, they could make the cost of living even higher. That's according to a draft report released yesterday by the city auditor's office. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
The report provides an inventory of 85 city programs that affect affordability. They range from after-school programs to down payment assistance for Austin homebuyers. Assistant City Auditor Katie Houston presented the findings to City Council yesterday. She says Austin lacks the data to determine just how effective these programs are.
Data that is collected is often not done in a consistent manner. For example, some programs track the individual served while others track services like immunizations administered or number of kilowatt hours of energy saved, and that makes it hard to compare programs citywide.
The report also notes that some programs may ease affordability for one group while further straining another. Take the lengthy list of special events co-sponsored by the city. Sure, they bring in hotel tax revenue, draw customers to local businesses, and allow some residents to earn money by renting out their extra living space. But as those nearby neighborhoods become more desirable, residents may be priced out due to rising rents and property taxes. District 6 Councilmember Jimmy Flanagan says the city needs more data on affordability needs across income levels.
We need to help those most in need, but we need to also make sure we still have a middle class because, ultimately they pay for those programs by having a robust middle class. And so how are we ensuring that, it's not necessarily subsidization that creates a middle class, but that we're addressing housing supply, that we're addressing mobility, that we're addressing and really honing in on the breadth of programs that will do that.
Despite all the affordability discussion at City Hall, Katie Houston says Austin still has no official definition of the term. She says that makes it harder for various city departments to work toward a collective affordability goal.
And without this, departments operate within silos on affordability issues that may limit the city's ability to define relevant performance measures and assess what progress has been made over time.
Not surprisingly, the report identifies housing as the top affordability-related expense for Austin residents. But it notes that the city has limited tools to counter market forces that determine housing costs. Saida Hassan, KUT News.